Hello, everyone. Welcome to a mini episode of Faith Finds Out. This is, of course, your host, Faith Signs. I wanted to post this quick message. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd. Obviously, it is election day here in the U.S. As you know, I've been on break. The podcast has been on break since the end of September, which thank you again for being so patient and understanding of that. It was definitely much needed for me personally to process all the stuff that was going on in my life and the universe, and really had appreciated it so much. My plan was to come back tomorrow and post my first episode back tomorrow, Wednesday, November 4th. But as I've been thinking about it and preparing the episode and editing and stuff, I just, especially this morning when I woke up, felt like it just didn't necessarily make sense. What I didn't want to happen, because times are so tense right now, and I have no idea what's going to happen as a result of the election tonight, tomorrow, this week, next week, I don't know what's going to happen. And I think my fear was that I would post some silly, fun, random episode on a day that was actually really painful for a lot of people. I don't know. I didn't want that to happen. And so as a result, I just think it makes the most sense to hold off and actually officially come back with new episodes starting next Wednesday. But I did want to hop on here just to say, first of all, to tell you that, to tell you why I wasn't posting, but also just to say a few things. Number one, I miss you guys. I really do. I miss doing this. I've been thinking so much during the break about this podcast and how I can make it better and how I can improve and what I like about what I've been doing. And just, there are some really big, fun, exciting changes and developments coming next week that I'm really, really excited about. But, you know, again, I want it to be at a time that makes a little bit more sense, I think. And this week just didn't feel necessarily appropriate for that. But I wanted to say I miss you and I'm excited to come back. And I also wanted to say I'm thinking of you. Whoever you are and wherever you are today, I know is a big, stressful, probably anxious day. And you're not alone in that, obviously. I am really anxious. I'm really anxious about what is potentially resulting from today. And it makes sense if you are too. But I just wanted to say, I believe in us. And by us, I mean you and me and the community around us, not necessarily the old wrinkly white people that have been in charge of our country, but us. I believe in us. I believe in the things that I've been seeing this year. They give me hope. I have hope when I see, you know, Gen Z just completely political and radical and incredible and so tuned in and awake and alive and just the opposite of what people blame young people for being. They've been incredible. And I have hope when I see people my age and older who are voting in this election for the very first time, who have finally gotten involved and decided that, you know, it was important enough. I have hope when I, you know, think about the incredible Black Lives Matter movement and this summer seeing all of these incredible, the Black community, but also allies and people who just are fighting for total equality. That kind of thing gives me hope. You know, I want to call these things out because today probably isn't a very hope-filled day for you. And I just wanted to remind you that there is good things happening in the world, and we are going to make sure that those things are the things we remember from this year. That's our decision. And I believe in you. I believe in me. I believe in our community and the ability to continue fighting for its equality and inclusivity and equity and all of the really the things that we find really important as a community. I believe in our ability to make those things happen. So I am now rambling. And I just wanted this to be like 2 minutes, but I just wanted to say hi. I love you. I'm thinking of you. I hope you have a restful night. I hope you're with people that you love and that you have a hand to hold. I hope that you have some wine and maybe candy from Halloween still that you can use to eat your feelings. I hope that you find rest this week in the midst of whatever it is that happens. And I will see you guys next week with a brand new episode. I'm so excited to say that. I've been missing posting and talking with all of you. And yeah, big things to come for the podcast and for us. I believe that no matter what happens next, that we are gonna fight for it to be okay. So thank you for being someone I can believe in. And thank you for hanging with me thus far. And yeah, have a great have an evening. And yeah, I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much again for listening to this very short episode of Faith Finds Out. Goodbye.